Echoes, the Backwards series, season 4, episode 7, of Death by Guinevere Eckert.
You have got to be kidding me.
The Valorous Flashpack leaned from their seats in the Flashpack's ship, the Marvin 2, and peered at Max's video phone, staring into the face of a thin, fey creature with severely pointed ears and a tattered bomber jacket.
Certainly not, lovely lady. I never kid, though often jest.
So you're jesting?
My, no. Now please, dear friends, do an old companion a favor.
Look. Puck, we just defeated Nova, sent Stragon the Annihilator into the 40th dimension, and the Princess of Cute hasn't even been emo for a whole 10 minutes. We're going home.
Oh, Max, come on!
Help an old friend out?
Who is this pointy man anyway?
Fertress had unstrapped himself from his seat and came to peer into the video phone at the strange spry imp.
Forgive me, good sir. I am called Puck. I be that merry wanderer.
He's an old friend whose finest feature is his wondrous ability to get me into messes.
And out of them again.
But mostly into them.
Ah, Lady Molly, I haven't seen you since.
Is this going to be a repeat of the Atlantis fiasco?
Oh, you heard about that, did you?
There was an awkward silence in which Puck ran through a series of innocent smiles, Max thought, and Molly idled the ship, not wanting to exit the atmosphere over Hawaii in their tattered ship unless she really had to.
Look, Max, all I ask is for one afternoon. Fun, revelry, hot beverages. How bad can it be? Total rest and relaxation on your part. Oh, come on!
What do you think, guys?
How bad can it be? At least I won't have to make dinner for you all.
Let's do it.
I want to go to bed!
I'm sure we can throw something together for you, Jill. All right, Puck, we'll do it. Feed us your coordinates and we'll be right...
The Flashpack lurched forward in their seats as the Marvin 2 plowed into an enormous snowbank.
Gods, Molly, are you ever going to learn how not to crash this thing?
I've only been crashing it since that blast from the spiders from Mars ripped out the landing gear. B, I haven't touched the controls since Puck called in. He transported us here. And C, no, I'm not going to learn because the engine just died.
Oh, well, can't you fix it?
No, it died.
Oh. It was alive?
Yes, and the impact jolted the last of the energy out of the selenite crystal, so now it's dead. But I have the backup ship.
We have a backup ship?
Well, yeah. I fixed up the ship that Fertress crashed into us.
Magic user, not pirate!
And miniaturized it, just in case we were ever stranded in, let's say, the most desolate patch of ice on Earth.
Speaking of desolate, where's Puck?
I'm guessing on there.
Fried flying flounders!
Before the Flashpack, dominating the expanse of ice, snow, and more snow, rose a massive palace carved entirely from ice.
No way.
I told you we should have gone home.
We fell for it again.
Max!
What? How was I supposed to know Puck was working for the Sultan of Ice?
Why do you always have to agree to that hobgoblin's hijinks?
Hi, guys.
The Ice Sultan is a notorious friendmonger.
As you might expect from a man who lives all alone on a continent of ice populated mostly by penguins and encased in a radio protective dome.
Erected in 2085, whereas the dome keeping the northern glaciers from melting and flooding out humanity were established 20 years prior due to the Anglo-European concern over the welfare of their own more culturally advanced people and cities rather than the less scientifically advanced societies in the southern hemisphere, which was...
Now is not the time for a history lesson, Jimbo.
Sorry, just wrote an essay about it for my meteorolo-political sciences final.
Anyhow, the Sultan of Ice likes to lure heroes and big-name millionaires to his home and keep them there under threat of, you know, destroying the world if they don't cooperate.
So don't drink the tea.
That sounds like it comes from experience.
Look, it's not generally assumed that the guy put in charge of making sure supervillains don't show up with plans to tear down the dome is going to start making threats to dismantle it himself, so... Ow!
Drellis bounced back a few paces, rubbing her face. The Flashpack found themselves face to, literally in Drellis' case, face with a giant wall of intricately carved ice.
You must be the Flashpack.
The Flashpack snapped out of their amazement and into confusion at the sound of the surprisingly good English being spoken by what appeared to be a severely oversized emperor penguin.
Hi.
Thornfield, Sing, Slaughter, Kovacs, Keen, and one guest, Fuzzbottom.
Fuzzbottom.
His Majesty is expecting your presence and will be positively thrilled to see you. Right down that corridor, if you please.
The pack slid along the grand entranceway, not quite certain if they were more enthralled by the exquisite sculptures that they found all around them, or fearful of the outcome of a random earthquake or global warming. They rounded one final corner and found themselves standing at the entrance of a vast throne room. At least they assumed it to be a throne room. It was huge and decorated with ice, kind of like the rest of what they had seen of the place. But a highly bejeweled individual sat on what could have been a throne, if it wasn't so well blended into its surroundings and at the opposite end of a long stretch of, well, ice that appeared to be dyed red. Dyed with what? The Flashpack was was not eager to find out.
Come in. Come in, my friends.
The man was rather short and bald as an egg, but made up for it with a mad long mustache. He hopped out of his too large throne and stumbled over his too long robes in his rush to get to the other end of the hall and shake the hands of the Flash Pack. A highly embarrassed Puck followed behind at a much more somber speed.
Oh, welcome. Welcome. How are you? Was your trip too exhausting? I hope the temperature isn't too unacceptable. I can't exactly turn up the heat. Was the guard at the gate rude to you? I do hope he wasn't rude.
No. He was fine.
Excellent. Come, into the parlor. Everyone follow me.
The Flash Pack shuffled out behind their cheery nemesis. Drallis, Molly, and Max surrounded Puck, who attempted a sheepish smile.
So, what do you get out of this?
Out of what?
The part where you lure us, the Flash Pack, the group whom Mr. Frosty over there has been trying to re-lure here for years, back?
Oh, that. Well, I, Well, look, it's not like you were really otherwise engaged anyway.
Out with it, Puck.
I stepped into one of his traps while on my way to visit my friend. I was visiting a friend, taking a nice jaunt down the street, and next thing I knew, I was very cold. He knew I had connections with you.
So you sold us out to him?
He threatened me.
You're a sprite.
And I didn't want to spend eternity here by myself. I figured you'd come up with a good plan of escape.
Ho there! Ye stragglers, keep up! We don't want to miss the fun!
7 hours, 4 cups of steaming cocoa, a game of Scrabble, 4 rounds of charades, 1 upset ladders and gravity board, and a significant amount of time spent surreptitiously glaring at Puck later, Molly finally found the opportunity to speak to Max.
Max, we need to get out of here. Stellaf has been beeping in every half hour. I'm worried that something's going on out there that we should be taking care of. I mean, it's one thing if we can't save Belgium because we're busy liberating the planet Zoom, but if this trend of flashbacks to villains of the past continues, I think the Kriegmeister might be next. And I'm just worried.
I know, Molly. Puck and I are working on a
plan of escape! You're escaping me? But you're my friends!
Yes, Winston, we are your friends. We love spending time with you. But we do have other friends as well.
What?
We promise to come back for an afternoon sometime. But right now, we really, really need to get going.
Oh, very well. I'll show you out.
Thank you.
The Flash Pack and company, confused at the lack of obstacles between them and their exit, followed the Sultan of Ice to the door. He stood back to let them pass, and once the entire Flash Pack had stepped through the door, the Ice Sultan pulled a small, frozen lever, and the ground underneath the feet of the Flash Pack fell away to nothing.
Ow! Is everyone mostly all right?
Yeah.
Can anybody tell where we are?
The pack stood up and looked around them.
It looks like we're in a maze. Keen, can you...
I'm over here, Molly.
Molly looked confusedly at Keen, walked over to her, and smacked into a wall.
Ow!
They appear to be super reflective walls of ice.
Jill, are you okay?
I know Julie had a thing for clowns and I could deal with that, but this is too much.
The rest of the Flash Packing Company looked up above the labyrinthine walls of ice to see a series of giant clown figures leering down at them, teeth bared. They all jumped again as loud carnival-style music began to emanate loudly from nowhere, and several evil-sounding cackles floated from somewhere out of sight, but definitely nearby.
What is this? Some kind of funhouse?
Of death?
Looks to be.
Any suggestions on how to get out of this place?
Don't die.
Thanks.
I scanned the area. It's indeed a labyrinth. The exit is about half a mile that way. We can follow the image I built of the scan on my infoglasses. But we must stay together, and I can't identify any potential obstacles.
Excellent, Keen.
Max, you're talking to a wall. I recommend we all take hands. That way we know who's flesh and who's reflection.
Can I hold your hand, Drallis?
No.
Ah! It's got my hand!
The Flash Pack turned to look down the line at Jimmy and the large axe-wielding penguin who had his hand in a vice-like grip. Drallis, in turn, whipped out her own double-headed, extra-tight-a-steel monomolecular axe and charged at the penguin. The Flash Pack broke into a run. Keen tossed Jimmy her handheld incinerator 256 so that she could focus on guiding the group out of the maze.
This is ridiculous. Penguins are supposed to be nice and cute and share eggs.
Not elementary penguins. They're deeply religious and good for one thing.
What would that be?
Jumping out from crevices and walls and trying to hack us to death with axes.
Why couldn't he have just glued us to the twister mat like last time?
Apparently His Majesty has moved on to bigger and better ideas.
I am never going to a carnival again.
Keen, are we almost out of here?
No. It looks like the end of the path keeps moving and changing and looping back around the farther along we get.
The Flash Pack halted moment again as the mirrored walls of their never-ending prison flickered and showed the vastly magnified face of the Sultan of Ice.
Run, little flashback. Run. You think you can escape my magical funhouse? I had it built specially for you. You'll never get out alive.
Guys, we need a new escape plan. They've got us surrounded.
Shut up! I'm gonna get rid of you myself!
Drellis charged the nearest wall, intent on putting her fist right through the Sultan's nose, but the panel slid out of sight just in time. Drellis staggered to a halt and looked around. The rest of the pack fought in vain to slow the penguin's approach. There was no real end to the maze, and the walls kept moving. There was only one solution. Drellis pushed the power button on her miniature jetpack.
Jimmy, set that thing to the highest setting and melt me a chunk of ceiling!
Jimmy, slightly confused, raised the incinerator 256 and carved out a circular chunk of ice. Drellis boosted herself into the air, blasting with the sheet of ice as a shield through several floors of the Ice Sultan's frozen palace. She had almost gotten through to the open sky when she started to lose her grip. Puck shot into the air, his arms outstretched, and caught the far end of the ice pile. The two continued to soar upwards, finally crashing through the roof before dropping the mass of frozen water into the nearest balcony. The rest of the flashback, squashed into the newly unminiaturized catship, Marvin 3, were parked on the roof. Drellis squeezed in, but Puck merely doffed his cap and with an
"Until next time, my fine friends, may we encounter and overcome the many surprises that await,"
was gone. Molly fired a localized shockwave, collapsing the Frost Palace in on itself before zooming into space toward home. Will the Flash Pack get a break between foes? Will Kriegmeister really show up next? You'll have to wait for next week's episode when Epic Echoes continues with Cry Havoc.